La Muerte, I have been scouring the entire arena for you. Where the hell have you been? Man, do you not realize how... What the hell happened to your fist?
And I lost to save you.
None of my business, amigo. We have to be out in a match in a matter of minutes, and you were off doing God knows what with sweet mother of crack, La Muerte. Dear God, please tell me I do not smell hot massage oil on you.
No sé.
Puto, I can smell it all over you like some cheap cheesy bordello in here.
Ninguno de su negocio.
None of my business? Vato, I will tell you what is my business, though. The fact that in mere moments I will be making my way into the arena to face one of the most talented individuals in the WEWA today. He might have a disrespectful mouth on him, but with Derek by his side and who knows what Beatty is cooking up, we are going to have a fight on our hands. We are going to need to be on our P's and Q's here, my man. Do you understand what happens if we lose this match? I need you out there focused and watching my back. I can handle Knight by myself, but I need you to assure that I don't get sucker punched by Derek, by Beatty, and by any of the lower cronies he sends out after me. La Muerte, this is Grindr. I say we go out there and we help the fans and we help the superstars. Remember our names.
Si.
Say it like you mean it, Muerte. Right. And tonight, I shall tell Knight what real wrestling is all about. The traditions he obscured, the respect he tainted, and I answer the age-old question that fans have been asking for years, since my induction into BACW and WEWA. They want to know why. And the answer's quite simple, because I'm the man without fear. Latino Fury alive, your Latin prince. And I'm just getting started.
The crowd comes to life, chanting the name that so many have missed. The house lights die, and as the Spanish serenade bellows throughout our sold-out arena, joined by green, white, and red strobe knights that are filling the darkness, never in a million years did I think I would be hearing the music playing in an eWrestling.org sold-out arena, let alone our iPay-per-view, The Grindr. But here we are, and after 6 long months of difficult contract negotiations, it's time to greet the man without fear. It's time to greet Julio De Hoya. With the green, white, and red smoke bursting from the entranceway, ornamenting the colors of the Mexican flag, the crowd explodes as a silhouette makes its way from the curtain. Hold on to your seats, because here he comes. He's known throughout the world as a man without fear, La Sombra. And out onto the entranceway with his hair dripping wet. My God, it's deafening in here. Following close behind him is his man, Monster La Muerte. And as Julio makes his way through the white smoke, look at him bobbing his head to the rhythm of the music. And if that's not a sight to see, oh my God, holy cow, I can't believe the members of Un Loco have been reunited. It's the ultimate team of good versus bad, standing atop, united on our WWA rampway. And look at Julio shaking his head from side to side as the water cascades from his hair from left to right in rhythm with the music. And look at Fuerte bob his head too. Sombra drops to one knee and Miguel reaches into the heavens. Oh! What a tremendous explosion as Sombra leaps into the air, spewing water into the crowd as the golden confetti explodes all over the entranceway. And finally getting into the ring, down to one knee, Julio outstretches his arm while Muerte stands over him. Oh! Golden confetti explodes for a second time, dousing the fans in pure, unaltered Mexican tradition. This is what Julio De Hoya brings to the ring and brings to WWE each and every time he steps in the ring. La Sombra has a hell of a chance in front of him right here tonight, folks, not only to claim the world television title, but to also get his spot back in eWrestling.org's Hall of Fame. But the real question remains, does Todd Knight have what it takes to defeat this once rising star?
Ladies and gentlemen, this next bout has a 30-minute time limit and will be for the WWA World Television Championship. Already in the ring, he hails from Mexico City, Mexico, and is known throughout the world as the Latin Prince. Simply said, he is the man without fear. This is La Sombra!
As you take a closer look, you can see that Todd Knight is wearing his trademark baggy, bloodstained white Echo shorts with a pair of white bloodstained Nike socks topped off by an official black, red, and white NDW t-shirt. His Platinum Edition WWA Television Championship belt shines brightly in the lights, and diving into the ring, here comes the Nightmare!
And now in the ring at this time, he weighed in at a solid 220 pounds. Hailing from Austin, Texas, he is known throughout the world as a cruiserweight legend. He is regarded by some as the very first BACW hardcore icon and is a self-proclaimed whole badass epic show. One of the most innovative wrestlers of all time, he is the newest member of the NDW, the current and reigning undefeated and undisputed WWA World Television Champion! He is the Nightmare! This is Todd Knight!
Fans, Todd Knight just shed his TV title, and he's asking, he's demanding for the referee to call for the bell, folks! Todd Knight doesn't want to wait to get a piece of La Sombra, and here we go! Push and pull collar tie in the center of the ring and quickly applying a side headlock. It's La Sombra who gains the early advantage. Grinding out the move, Knight fights through the pain with a hard elbow to the stomach area of the man without fear, but Sombra refuses to let go of the hold. Knight digs deep and goes back down to the body with a punch to the kidney area, and that loosens up the head. Irish whip by Sombra into the ropes, but the champion reverses the hold. Into the nylon goes La Sombra, and bailing from the ring, there is La Muerte to console the very confused Julio Rodrigo de Hoyos. Folks, this match means everything to Julio, and should he lose tonight, not only will he never be allowed back into the Hall of Fame, but he will also be forced to be Mr. Batiste's bodyguard for 90 days. Re-entering the ring through the ropes, it's Julio who's driven into the canvas by a Todd Knight knee to the head. Lowering the double axe handle across the shoulder blades of La Sombra, the man without fear is in trouble early in this bout. Off the canvas and across the logo with a hard Irish whip goes the champion, and leaping into the air, it's Knight who connects with a textbook cross body block. Roll through in the count. One, two, no kick out by La Sombra, folks, and this one's gonna continue. Pulling Julio from the canvas, it's Knight who sends the challenger into the nylon once again. Hulk ropes him back into the center of the ring. Wow, what a clothesline from hell. And crumpling to the canvas, it's Todd Knight, who appears to have a very good game plan thus far. Taking the time to rest in the corner, Knight motions for Julio to get back to his feet. And here he comes, charging across the ring, and the champion rattles the teeth of the challenger with the killer running full-low uppercut. My God, is that Knight athletic or what? Knight closes in with hard stomps to the head, and here comes the punches raining down on the man without fear. Fist into the side of the challenger's face, and look at Julio crumble into the canvas like a wet noodle. Back off the canvas by his hair and into the ropes for a third time goes Julio, but oh no! Sombra reverses a hold, and it's a champion who hits a turnbuckle with the thud. Sombra cautiously closes in and taking Knight by the head, he slams his opponent face first into the panic. Again, 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 Sombra lets out a warrior's cry, and up and over the snap suplex goes the champion, flipping into the cover for the one, two, three, no, Knight barely got his shoulder off the canvas, folks, and this one's gonna continue. Todd Knight is hurt and rolling to his side. It's Sombra once again who goes to work with the side headlock, trying to wear the champion down. Knight bears down on the grind and clamping his arms around Sombra's waist. Oh my God! Side suplex into the corner. Did you see Sombra's head collide with the turnbuckle? La Sombra falls lifelessly into the corner, and oh my God, is he knocked out? Knight isn't waiting, and he's backing up and charging for, oh my God, running knee to the jaw area of La Sombra, and this one has to be over. Dragging the man without fear onto the logo, it's Knight who lowers a snap-like drop across the throat and into a cover. Here he goes for the win. One, two, Sombra gets his shoulder off the mat, and fans, you guessed it, this one's gonna continue. Todd Knight now pulls Sombra off his back and forcing him into the ropes. Oh, Knight just slapped Julio right across the face. face, and Julio straightens up. He says no. Somber with a hard chop to the bridge of the nose of Todd Knight. Punch to the jaw. Chop to the chest. Punch to the jaw. Todd Knight is stunned, winking the eyes by the challenger, and reversing his position in the corner. It's Knight who's against the nylon. Out of the corner with an Irish whip and into the opposite side of the ring. It's Knight who reverses the hold. Oh, he just unloaded with a two-step short arm clothesline, and that sends a man without fear flat onto his ass. Knight is now calling for a high-risk maneuver, and he's climbing the ropes. He doesn't see that Sombra has battled back to his feet. Oh my God, Sombra's diving towards the nylon. Oh yes, Knight just got clutched on top of the top turnbuckle, and here comes a man without fear. Uppercut stuns the champion, keeping him on his perch and looping the arm over Knight's head. Sombra's pushing over the middle ropes. Superplex hits the mark, and the referee is in perfect position. One, two, go! The champion will not be denied. Kick out by Todd Knight, and this one isn't even close to being over. Sombra has taken some serious moves tonight, and so has Knight. But I feel it's going to be the man who has the most wrestling talent who's going to emerge from this match, the victor. Sombra grits his teeth, and oh my God, you could just tell that there's a tremendous amount of pain shooting through the man without fear's body. Throwing his knee into the lower lumbar area of the champion is Julio, who pours out the heat with a donkey punch to the back of Todd Knight's head. Off the canvas and into the ropes goes Knight, and damn! Spinning back fist stops the champion dead in his tracks. He's waddling in place. Sombra unleashes a hellacious German suplex, and Todd Knight is in serious trouble. Sombra's not letting go of the waist, and he's arching backwards once again. Sombra into a high bridge. One, two, shoulder off the canvas, and gosh almighty, was that close or what? Fans, I don't have to tell you, because everybody knows that La Sombra is just one tough cookie, and with all the experience that you have, all the experience that is in this ring right now, La Sombra tells me that if he is allowed to use a Diablo driver that Mr. Petit, by the way, has reinstated for this match, there's no way in hell Todd Knight is going to be kicking out. Off the canvas and propping the day's champion up into the corner, it's Sombra who charges from the opposite side of the ring and leaping into the air. Oh, Knight moves out of the way, and Sombra receives a mouthful of turnbuckle. Sombra falls back flat on his head, and oh my God, Muerte is up on the ropes. Hey, referee, get him down from that rope. What's going on? Folks, the Florida police have now appeared at ringside, and believe it or not, they're handcuffing La Muerte. Hey, guys, what's this all about? Hey, where are you taking... What do you mean, rape? What? I'm not sure what the deal is, fans, with La Muerte, if I just heard the policeman right or not. But with the referee distracted by the guys who are out here trying to cuff Muerte, who's clearly fighting him at this point, he's leaving the ringside area. Uh-oh! Todd Knight has managed to undo the turn. Hey, referee, turn around! He's undoing the turnbuckle! Oh! Sombra goes face first into the turnbuckle and bailing from the ring. Here comes Todd Knight, who doesn't have to worry about La Muerte now attacking him. Sombra scrambles up the ramp, and it's Knight who gives chase with the hard forearm to the back. Scoop slam on the small mats, rattles the spine of the man without fear, and rolling him back into the ring, it's Todd Knight who falls with the press. One, two, go! Sombra gets his foot up, folks, and this one's going to continue. Todd Knight is clearly frustrated with the resiliency of La Sombra. Oh, hard knuckles to the forehead of Julio by the champion, but Sombra's quick to rake the eyes back, countering. Julio doesn't keep up, and although he is looking through blurred vision, you can see him pulling Knight up to his feet. Sombra misses with a wild haymaker, and Knight converts it into a sleeper hold. The crowd is out getting to their feet as Knight wraps his arms tighter and tighter around La Sombra's head and neck area. Everyone wants to see Julio inducted back into the Hall of Fame and pushing back into the sleeper hold. Knight is crushed into the turnbuckle and is forced to release the hold. Down to the canvas go both men, and fans, I have just been told that there is less than 5 minutes left in this match. Staggering to their feet, it's Sombra who charges, and yeah! Clothesline from the side topples a champion off his feet, and it's Knight who is still firing back. He's fighting back to his upright position, but Sombra now sends him down again. Knight shakes his head, he's not gonna stay down. Ooh! Running kick to the face stops Knight dead in his tracks, and Sombra's not going for the cover. It looks like he wants to do more damage, and yeah! Shoulder breaker by the man without fear, and folks, for the first time since a bell is rung, I think La Sombra actually has a chance of defeating Todd Knight. Rotating Knight to his feet, Sombra looks towards the ringside area for an absent La Muerte, and Knight uses this window of opportunity to drive his boot into the midsection of the challenger. Knight is stunned and tosses the challenger head over heels. Wow! What an awesome gut wrench suit. suplex, and my God, that had a hurt. The referee pounds the canvas in an imperfect position. One, two, no! Sombra finds the strength to kick out, folks. And with 3 minutes left in this match, all he has to do is stay away from Julio, and he's going to retain the title. The champion pulls the challenger off that canvas and sending him into the corner with a hard axe. Oh, my God! The referee just got caught against the turnbuckle, and down goes the man in stripes. He's knocked out cold, and this can't be good for La Sombra. Knight closes in with a backslapping DDT, and he's hooking the leg once again. One, two, no, my God, there's no referee, and folks, Todd Knight is pulling out that damn fork, and he's begging Sombra to get to his feet. Come on, referee, he's got a fork in his hand. The crowd is trying to warn Julio, but he has no idea what's going on. He's so stunned and dazed. Knight is now motioning for the man without fear to get up, and Julio Rodrigo de Hoyas is beginning to stir. Oh, my God, the referee is starting to move as well. Sombra is struggling to his feet, and he's pulling up on the rope, trying to get into the upright position, and it's Knight who can't wait to dig that fork inside his head. Oh, what the hell was that? Bailing from the ring with a dented steel chair and a t-shirt that says, "Got Knight." It's the Spectre who has once again gotten into the business of the Nightmare. And fans, Todd Knight is on the canvas, and the World Television Champion simply isn't moving. La Sombra is now shaking out the cobwebs with Spectre hiding right by my ringside table. Hey, Spectre! Hey, this isn't your match! What are you doing out here? Sombra doesn't know what's happening inside the ring, and he's dropping down to both knees. The referee can barely see. He's pounding the canvas. Not like this! One, two, three! My God, I don't believe it! Julio Rodrigo de Hoyas, otherwise known as the Man Without Fear, has captured the WWA Television Championship! This place has gone crazy, and handing Todd Knight's custom-made Platinum Edition Championship belt to La Sombra, the Mexican Madman cripples to both knees, kissing the front faceplate with the title on his lap. Sombra points to the heavens with both index fingers, and you can see the words coming out of his mouth, "I love you, Poppy!" Looking into the camera and holding up the title so that the millions watching at home can see. Sombra winks to his now wife, Marina Okiko. And Sombra, my God, La Sombra is not only inducted back into the WWA Hall of Fame, but he is once again on top of the world!
Ladies and gentlemen, in a time of 29 minutes and 59 seconds, your winner of the 30-minute match by pinfall is the new WEWA World Television Champion. He is the Man Without Fear. He is La Sombra.
Rolling from the ring with tears welled up in his eyes, La Sombra knows that with this win, he can now be re-inducted back into the eWrestling.org Hall of Fame, and there will be no revenge for Mr. Petit tonight. There'll be no bodyguards, no blacklist. Tonight, Julio Rodrigo de Hoyas has come into Florida, and in one night, he has bested one of the best wrestlers here on our roster. And not only that, but he has bested the eWrestling.org owner. Folks, as Todd Knight slowly recovers, we're going to go into the back where roving XO reporter Candace Hoffman is now standing with our eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, Absolute Lee Real. I'm not sure what Lee Real's going to say, but I can tell you this much. Lee Real isn't fooling around tonight. And Lee Real tonight says he is guaranteeing victory at the Grinder. I don't know. I'm really curious on what he has to say. So take it away, Candace.
I'm Candace Hoffman, your sexy on-the-scene X-Zone reporter, and I'm here with the World Heavyweight Champion, Absolute Lee Real. Lee, can I ask you a few questions about tonight's matchup with Rick Righteous?
Yeah, sure thing. Ask away.
Well, I noticed that you arrived alone. Don't tell me there's trouble with Team Canada.
Well, you know, things have been a bit confusing over the past couple of months, with the lights going out and Bob ending up in the ring with the chair and whatnot and so forth. I have come to the conclusion that there's only one person that I can trust 100%, and that is myself. And when I express that, I ruffled some feathers. And so Bob and Madison are not with me here tonight. They may be in the building, they may not, but they're not with me. And they won't be accompanying me to the ring tonight. I just hope that when this mess is all cleared up, that they are not the ones responsible, and that we can still be friends and maintain our relationships. But as for tonight, I have to rely on myself and do what I have to do to get the job done.
Speaking of tonight, you've got a big rematch with Rick Righteous, who apparently has a newfound respect for you and your abilities. Do you believe he's sincere?
Yeah, apparently he has, but I'm not buying into it. I'm not buying into all that. This is the same guy who made up a whole load of BS about being drugged and being dead last time we met. Covered his ass for when he lost. And that's all he's doing this time. If he loses to a man he has called a great athlete, no biggie. And if he wins, it's all that more impressive. Tonight we find out who the better man really is. No excuses, no BS. No DQs, no countouts, no quitting. A man will be pinned tonight, and we will know who the better man is. And after I beat him, I do not want to hear about a little leprechaun putting a pot of gold on his chest and weighing him down. I don't want to hear that he took too much Viagra and had no blood flow to his little brain to make it function properly. And I sure as hell don't want to hear that he has gone deaf, dumb, stupid, or blind. All I want to hear when I beat him is him utter the words that he knows are true and that just may be validated by the awards I'm going to win tonight.
So you think this respect is all a ploy to make himself look better?
Everything Rick does is to make himself look better, either by making others look worse and himself better by proximity, or to inflate his accolades. The man claims to be the most decorated man in the history of this company, but I know a guy who has more world title reigns than Rick has titles, period. I have more titles than he does, and my good buddy Daryl also has more titles than him. So how exactly is he the most decorated? Because that would mean, in his little dream world, he's better. And in his mind, whatever makes him the best must be the truth, must be the hand of God. And well, it's a load of crap. And tonight, I prove it by beating his ass, and then doing something he could never do, and that's winning the grinder.
About the grinder, your match goes on right before it, not to mention there are a lot of hardcore wrestlers on the current roster, one of which is not you. How do you expect to bounce back so quickly from your match and win in a fight that is, quite frankly, out of your element?
Out of my element? Out of my element? When I walked into the BACW, I was out of my element, but I became a champion. My high school wrestling coach, who comes, let's say I'm out of my element as a wrestler, but I don't listen to what people say, and I do what they say I cannot. I return from career-ending injuries to have an outstanding career, and I beat the men they say I cannot beat. You think I'm out of my element, and Pomo thinks I have a snowball's chance in hell of winning. Well, I guess hell is about to freeze over, because this champion is retaining through the entire grinder, because all of you say that I can't do it, so that means I have to.
Well, you seem to be confident. Is there anything else you'd like to say about tonight?
Yes, there is. Over the past year, I have endured the entire roster, sharp words being hurled at me, being thrown my way, questioning my passion, my abilities, and my tenure as champion. I have been physically attacked and have my pride damaged by heinous actions, such as the shaving the frog's head by Sam Natas and the repeated calling out by unworthy challengers. Many of you have called me out, and most of you have disrespected me, and those things have wounded my soul, wounded my heart, and wounded my mind. You've all made me bleed on the inside, and you've all cut me deeply, but my wounds have healed now. But the scars remain as a reminder, and tonight they remind me that I have the opportunity to manifest the emotional and mental pain that you have all caused me into a very physical rebuttal. And tonight I will wound each and every one of you physically. I will scar each and every one of you for life. And I will make you all bleed like me.
Thanks for your time, Lee. So there you have it, folks. Lee Real believes he can do what no other man before him has done, and that's enter into the grinder as our world champion and leave as our world champion, too. I'm your Sexy on the Scene X-Zone reporter, Candace Hoffman, saying, if it's not a rumor, then it doesn't belong on my show.
Enough said.